next one. Bibrat venam jatara patayo shringa vetra chakakshe vame panomansuna kavalang tatphalan yangulishu tishtan matyesva parisurito hasayan naranabhisvai svage loke mishati bubuje yagyabuk balakeli.
Piše Jagya Book, što znači da jede samo ono što je ponuđeno u Jagi. Ali da bi pokazao svoje detinje zabave, sada je seo sa flautom zataknutom između pojasa i pripijene odjeće na desnoj strani i rogom i štapom za telenje krava na levoj. Držeći u ruci veoma ukusno jelo pirinča jogurta sa komadima lepog voća između prstiju, izgledao je kao tuča protosovog cepa. Dok je jeo, gledao je svoje prijatelje, šalio se sa njima i izazivao među njima radostan smeh. Stanovnici raja su to posmatrali i čudili su se kako to da božanska ličnost koja jede samo ono što je ponuđeno u jagi, sada jede sa svojim prijateljima u šumi. Smisao. Dok je Krišna jeo sa svojim prijateljima, dečacima, pastirima, jedan bumbar je došao da se pridruži u jedenju. Tako se Krišna šalio. Zašto si došao da uznemiruješ mog prijatelja Brahmu, Madu Mangalu? Hoćeš da ubiješ Brahmu? To nije dobro. Svi dečaci su se smijali i uživali dok su se tako šalili i jeli. Stanovnici viših planeta su se čudili da svevišnja božanska ličnost koja jede samo ponudu u jagi, sada jede kao obično dete sa svojim prijateljima u šumu.
Yes, this is Krishna's Leela. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Shatarine Jaya Shri Vishnu Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shrivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When we published our German edition of the Hare Krishna cookbook, we sent the first copy to Srila Prabhupada for his, seeing it, and he wrote us an interesting letter back.
Kada smo prvi put štampali Hare Krishna kuvaricu na njemačkom, onda smo poslali prvi put na Srila Prabhupada da bi on pregledao i on je napisao interesantno pismo vezi s tim.
On the cover of this cooking book there was this assembly of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends who took prasadam with the Lord sitting in the midst.
Na naslovnoj strani te kuvarice je bila slika kako Krishna sa svojim prijateljima i pastirima časti prasadam, on je u sredini, on je oko njega.
It was not exactly this picture, but the scene was the same.
Nije bila baš ova slika, ali je scena bila ista.
So he wrote us back, one day we also want to sit in this assembly of the cowherd boys and eat this Krishna prasadam.
Onda je napisao da i mi, i stari ja, jednog dana želim da sedim kako su Krishna i da jedem prasadam.
Thank you very much for putting this nice picture there.
Hvala vam mnogo što ste stavili lako lepu sliku na kasnom stranu.
So, what do you think?
Šta vi mislite?
Do you also want to sit there with the Lord and joke and... or do you want to remain sitting in Beograd?
Da
vam get so umoran.
Da vi želite da hodete tamo, da se družite sa Krišima, sedite s njim i šalite se i želite da ostane tu u Beogradu gdje osoba postane jako umorna.
Yes. So, Okay, today we want to continue with our little narration about Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. Do you feel that this seminar is helping you to understand more about Prabhupada? Yes, a little bit. Didn't sound very convinced, so I have to preach more. Da, da, da. So yesterday evening we were talking a little bit about the early days of our movement in New York. Srila Prabhupada remembers these days as very happy days in his life. He felt a special relationship to the people of New York. In his own words, he says, "I was loitering on the street. Generally, Swami think they should go to London, but I was thinking, no, I was even dreaming I'm in New York."
I da su s vami generalno govorili kako treba ići u Londonu, se propovjeda, ali ne rekao, ne, ja idem u New York, čak sam i sanjao da sam u New Yorku.
He said, "I was cooking for myself in the beginning."
Rekao je, u početku sam kuvao za sebe.
Then Kirtananda came and cooked.
Onda je došao Kirtananda i kuvao.
And there was one boy called Straidish. I was giving him 4 chapatis.
Dao sam mu 4 chapatija.
Then 4 more.
Onda još 4.
And finally he would have eaten 20 chapatis. Prabhupada also remembered Brahmananda's mother.
Prabhupada se isto seća Brahmanandine majke.
When her boy was initiated, she sat on the chair and looked on. And Prabhupada then, after the initiation ceremony, said to Brahmananda, "Now bow down to your mother." And you can imagine, even the mother went, you know, she never had seen someone going down. After the initiation ceremony, Prabhupada asked the mother to come up in his room. And he asked the mother, "Can you give a donation, please?" "No! I have given you already 2 sons. That's enough." Prabhupada said, "All right." In those early days, Satsvarup Maharaj brought every day a mango for Srila Prabhupada to take. One day Srila Prabhupada told all the young devotees about the renunciation of his spiritual master. He said, "Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has never eaten, from childhood on, never ate a mango." And then he said, "You cannot appreciate what is renunciation because you do not have mangoes." So after some time, something terrible happened in this happy assembly of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada had just made his society in New York. One day he said, Now one day a devotee came down where all the devotees were sitting and said, Prabhupada wants you to have an election. Who should about the official positions in the society? And he wants Brahmananda as temple president, Satswarup Maharaj as secretary, and Garga Muni as treasurer.
Who was the treasurer?
Garga Muni. That was the election. So, oh yes, one thing I wanted to just bring that up. Prabhupada, up to that time, had served as a treasurer himself. One day, Umapati came and wanted 35 cents to fix the tape recorder on which the lectures were recorded. But Prabhupada answered, you should not ask the spiritual master for money. Aha, said Umapati. Can I have 35 cents to fix the tape recorder? He didn't understand. No, you should not ask the spiritual master for money. Finally, Prabhupada gave him the 35 cents. He wanted to make another point. Actually, I began to telling you that something terrible happened. But it happened a little later, so I will tell you a little later. I'm very sorry. So, in New York, it came also time for elections. I guess when we traveled through Austria and Hungary, there was this time, you know, of election. All the big meat eaters were on the posters and saying, trust me, we will save you, and so on. So, just to protest all of this, one hippie from the neighborhood also ran for president. His party was called the Love and Peace Party. So, to get votes, he rented a huge theater, and every evening there were rock and roll concerts. And then he would at one time enter come on stage with golden stars and stripes on the face. And the beat poet Allen Ginsberg announced the whole thing. He was a master of ceremonies. So one day, this so-called president, you know, Mr. President, this hippie, his name was Avalovia, Mr. Avalovia. He came to the temple and said, please, can you come and be in to Prabhupada, be in my election campaign? And the devotees thought, no, this is not a very good idea. Prabhupada will be, so to say, associated with all this nonsense. That's not very good for the prestige of the movement. But another group in the devotees said, no, Krishna consciousness is transcendental. No problem. So there were these two parties, and each one was giving their viewpoints to Prabhupada. Finally, Prabhupada decided he would go because the preaching of Krishna consciousness is most important. So when Prabhupada came on the stage, there was a rock and roll banana dance. The young people were dressed like living bananas. Because they had just found out, if you put bananas into the tabak, the peel of bananas, it has an intoxicating effect. In the tobacco and smoke it. There were many hundreds of people. And Prabhupada was announced as A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami and the Hare Krishna chanters. Now when Prabhupada was back in his room, all of a sudden he took his face in his hands and laughed and laughed and laughed. He said, this is all a farce. This Avalovia is not even old enough to run for president. Alright, you go home now, drink your milk and say your prayers. The store is open again at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, these were the old days. Srila Prabhupada was preaching, in other words, to very fallen people who didn't have much qualification. He was saving them from going actually to the lower planetary systems. Now, finally, something terrible happened. Prabhupada said one day he would spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he wanted to go to San Francisco. And the devotees were shocked. For them, Krishna consciousness was just a matter of the Lower East Side. Lower East Side, this part of New York where the temple was. They thought, in their conception, it was part of the whole avant-gardistic scene going on in that area.
Oni su mislili da je to deo te avangarde koja se dešavala u okviru tog dela grada.
They had not understood that Prabhupada had a vision to elevate all the living entities, all the conditioned souls in the world.
Oni nisu imali da je što Prabhupada želeo da uzdigne i da to znaje svim usiljenim dušama na svijetu.
Now, why did Prabhupada want to go to San Francisco and not another place? It was because Mukunda Goswami, at that time, had one day approached him and said he wanted to go to India to learn to play an Indian instrument.
To je zbog toga što je Mukunda das sada, Mukunda Goswami rekao kako bi želio da ode u Indiju i da tamo nauči svirati instrumente indijske.
But Prabhupada had told him, why go to India? India has come to you. And Mukunda Maharaj at that time, he saw the point, but he still wanted to move a little, so he went to San Francisco, and after a short time he sent notice to Prabhupada that there were also many interested people in the San Francisco.
Međuvremeno, pošto je Mukunda Maharaj otišao u San Francisco, on je svidio da ima istoga interesovanja za svjesnost Krišne u San Francisco i to je napisao Šrila Prabhupada.
So, I do not know if you know, San Francisco at that time was really the center of the hippie movement.
Ne znam da li znate, ali u to vrijeme San Francisco bio pravi centar hippie pokreta.
There was a song, let's go to San Francisco. And all the young people of the world were just singing this. Where the flowers grow. So when Prabhupada came there, he was greeted by 50 young people on the airport. Everyone gave him a flower. And the newspaper wrote, Swami came to hippie land. But they also noted that Prabhupada was extremely orthodox. He had actually nothing at all to do with the scene. He preached no drugs, no illicit sex. These were two very important pillars of the hippie movement. But he had something to offer also. And what that was, this mind enchanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There was this so the devotees, they actually arranged a big concert for Srila Prabhupada together with the most exciting new groups there. I remember, let me see, Moby Dick and the Holding Company. Yeah, Moby Dick and the Holding Company.
Holding Company.
Yeah. In this group, Janis Joplin was singing. And then Quicksilver Messenger Service. And I believe Jefferson Airplane was also there. These are all these big groups of the new mind expanding movement. And the high and the Grateful Dead. And the high point was Srila Prabhupada. They had these slides all over the place, slide projections everywhere, and anyways, I could tell you many things obviously about this. As you know, I'm an old man now, so I know about this. But it is enough to say that when Prabhupada entered the stage, there was this loud rock and roll, this loud music.
Ali ono što treba da možemo da kažemo to je da Krishna Prabhupada stupio na scenu samo bila glasna rock muzika.
And all the young people bowed down to him, the whole hall.
I cijela sala, svi mladini su samo odali poštovanje Krishna Prabhupada.
Yes. Then when they, then when Prabhupada led them in the chanting of the holy name, they were waving like a human cornfield in the wind. Yes. When Prabhupada next morning he did a morning walk on the Pacific Ocean. And again he said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Only the holy name, that's the only way for these people.
Jedino sveto ime je način na koji ljudi mogu
ispašiti. In the evening when he had gone away from the stage, he had said, this is not a place for brahmachari. So in the morning he said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. The chanting of the holy name is really the only way, the only way, the only way. So Srila Prabhupada, in other words, showed how a pure devotee, an empowered devotee, goes into the most unusual circumstances to spread Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada je pokazao kako čisti bhakta ide u sve najčudnije situacije samo da je proširio svjesnost
Krišne. There was a chapter of his life in San Francisco where which was not seen by many of his disciples.
Postoji jedan deo njegovog života u San Francisco koje nisu mogli da vide baš mnogi njegovi učenici.
There was every morning Srila Prabhupada would get up very early at around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock and work at the translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Once he was asked, how did you write so many books, Srila Prabhupada? And he said, little drops of water wear away the stone. In other words, he every day worked at this. So this is actually a very interesting and very nice part in Prabhupada's work. He would always, you know, stress on working at his books.
I to je ono što je lepo u Šilapropanom radu. On je stalno davao naglasak na radu u njegovim knjigama.
Because he knew that he was at this particular moment only forming the raw materials of these young people into devotees, but later he would have to give the movement a solid fundament on which the raw material could stand.
On je znao da sada je, pošto je bio na početku, da je on grube te stvari radi u smislu da bi ljude preospitao da postoje na neki način bakte, ali kasnije kada pokret već uzme malo šire rasline, da onda potrebno će biti neka osnova da bi se taj pokret održao.
And here again you see such a contrast.
I tu vidi taj kontrast.
On one hand, the most highly and developed philosophy. And at the other hand, there were these young devotees who were so loose, you have no idea. To give you a little insight into the first devotees, let me tell you that on the temple, there was this temple in Hyde Ashbury, that is a street in San Francisco, and left, on the left hand side of the temple was a donut shop. Do you know what is donut?
Yes, I have this bakery.
Yes, this round things, yes.
So, San Francisco, this was on the opposite side of temple,
To the left hand side.
Sa leve strane hrama se nalazilo u San Francisco, na toj ulici nalazila se prodavnica Krofni.
And on the and then on the right hand side of the temple was ice cream. Now the devotees very much like donuts and ice cream. It goes together nice. And they would go there and eat this. One day Prabhupada announced in the lecture that a devotee can only eat prasadam. And the young devotees were shocked. Some cried. So then whenever Prabhupada came from the temple and went to his apartment, he went by the donut shop. And he looked in. And the young devotees were hiding under the table. And then Prabhupada would walk to the ice cream shop. And again, there were young devotees who hid under the They were so attached to their old habits. And he would preach to sometimes really difficult people. See, one day there was a very aggressive person in the room. Who would always interrupt during the lecture and who would say bad things about Prabhupada. So at the end of the kirtan, Prabhupada again cut the apple. He ate one apple. Then he put the knife on the plate. And he gave the plate where the apples was with a knife to that aggressive person. Everyone, you know, he was on drugs. And everyone was, you know, it was like, take the apple or take the knife. And the person waited for 1 minute. It was going through his head. And then he took the apple. This is how Prabhupada mastered the situation. A great faith in Krishna. So actually, I want to end here. Next time, I will talk about how the first deities were installed in the movement and how Prabhupada, you know, put the standard higher. Yes. Well, I'm seeing there are many, many nice nectarine lilas which I cannot tell. But please, this is a very nice subject matter. Try to read Prabhupada Lilamrita. There are many of these lilas in there. If we can somehow absorb the mood of Srila Prabhupada, then we have no, will not have any difficulties in executing Krishna consciousness. If we can become followers of Srila Prabhupada in body, mind and words, then we will be saved in this material existence.
jer ukoliko postanemo sledeći će da pravda telom, rečima i umom, onda ćemo biti sigurno na situaciji u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Faith in the spiritual master is really all and everything. And Srila Prabhupada is all of our original spiritual master. I want to end by telling you a story which I personally like very much. It's about there was once a spiritual master who gave lectures on the bank of the Ganga. And he had many learned disciples and also a servant who was not so learned. So one day so the learned disciples all thought, oh, this servant is such a fool. He doesn't know the Vedanta Sutra. He doesn't know the Upanishads. He doesn't know anything. But we are so learned. So it so happened that one day, it was after the flood, the spiritual master was sitting on the bank of the Ganga and just wanted to start with the lecture, but he didn't see his servant sitting amongst the disciples, so he waited. He just waited. So the servant all of a sudden appeared on the other side of the Ganga. He was carrying the new cloth because he knew that after the lecture his spiritual master would take a bath and then require new cloth. So when he came to the bank of the Ganga, everyone said, no, no, don't come, it is flood, you will drown.
Ali kad je došao na obalu, najljavno su mu rekli da je poplava i da će se udaviti, da će se udaviti ako bi išao.
But because the river was so loud, he couldn't hear.
Ali pošto je reka bila toliko bučna,
he had only the service to his spiritual master in his mind.
Samo mislio na službu svom duhovnom učitelju.
And he started to cross the Ganga.
I krenuo je da prelazi Gangu.
Now, it was very deep.
Bilo je jako duboko.
But all of a sudden lotus flowers appeared in the Ganga. And he stepped on top of the lotus flowers, which held him up. So he walked through the Ganga on the lotus flowers. And the disciples, the other people, they just looked at this mystical wonder, like Boban, they looked. They couldn't believe what was going on. By the faith in the spiritual master which this devotee had, all obstacles were overcome. That is a tip for all of us. By serving the great devotees, big things can be done. Our movement will be successful when we all are aware that Prabhupada is in the center. This is what every devotee's meditation should be. You also will best understand your own spiritual master when you understand Srila Prabhupada. Because your spiritual master spiritual masters are all humble servants of Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding these or other subjects? Bobanan, yes.
Htio bih to da pitam Akada Džakneva Rena da ne ispriča, ali kako je on pretpostavio Bhakti, kako je sreo Šila Prabhupada i kako je dobio inicijaciju Šila Prabhupada.
Is there a time that you say how you met Srila Prabhupada and the devotees? Devotees met Srila Prabhupada and how you got your initiation?
I first saw the devotees when I was very young, in something like 13 or 14 years old in Hamburg, and I was immediately attracted to them. It's very difficult for me to remember dates. It's one of my weaknesses. Yes, but what really impressed me was one day I was looking into my most dear TV program. And I remember at that time, one of my favorite guitar players had just died from an overdose. And the devotees were it was Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, and the Stones were in the TV and lamenting, oh, Brian was such a good boy and he has died now. And I knew about this, and I was sad also. Then the next scene came. And these were the devotees who chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I do not know why, but this combination had a deep effect in me. First the death, and then the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. And I remembered many, many things. Then a little later I actually met the devotees who had a temple in Hamburg. And they told me they would go and meet Srila Prabhupada in London. And I was very, very attracted to also go. But it was school time. So I still remember there was school. And I was sitting up in North Germany. It was like a seminar. I was very good in literature at that time. I was sitting there. It was a course on writing from the school. I said, "Ah, Glopast," I said. There is a pure devotee in this universe. This school. Anyways, I will never be in a part of this materialistic civilization. Then I thought, what will my relatives say? Ah, I'm a son of Krishna.
Ja sam Krishna sin.
He's my father.
To je moj otac.
Then I thought, anyways, the summer holidays are soon coming. And then I just secretly left the school and went to the harbor in Hamburg, and there were the devotees, and I got on the same ship. And but I got on the ship and no one saw that I was getting on the ship. Because I was fearing they would send me back to school. And only when the ship was in the ocean, I said, Haribo! And then we went to London. And I remember I was very nervous before meeting Prabhupada. When I heard his lectures on the tape, his voice was very deep and very powerful, and I imagined him to be very, very, his body very large and...
Da sam slušao lekcije o Hamburgu od Šrila Prabhupada, pošto je bio glas jako dubok, mislio sam da ta osoba ovdje je jako visoka.
But I had seen pictures of him standing next to other devotees and he didn't seem to be so large.
Da sam posle video slike kod nekih bhakta, kako se stoji pored nekih drugih bhakta, i vidio sam da nije, da ne izgleda tako visoko.
So I couldn't put his voice and the authority which came through him together with his more size, I remember.
I nisam nikako mogao da sklopim to kako da po osoba sa dubokim glasom i autoritativnim izgledom, a opet niska.
Yeah, I was a materialist.
Ja sam bio materialist.
At least in the head.
Najbolje je u glavi.
Maybe not in the heart.
Možda ne u srcu.
So, I remember Prabhupada was meant to come to London.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada je trebao da dođe u London.
But he was delayed. He stayed in America longer.
Ali je zakasnio zato što je ostao u Americi malo.
So the devotees who had come with me had to leave earlier to go back to the Hamburg temple, but I said I'm staying. I will wait until Prabhupada comes.
Tako su bave koji su iz Hamburga došli na kraju morali da se vrate, a ja sam rekao da ću da ostanem dok Prabhupada ne dođe.
But the summer holidays are over, said the devotees.
Ali bak se rekli, pa letni raspust je završen.
Prabhupada has said, young people like you must go to school.
Prabhupada je rekao da mali ljudi kao ti treba idu u školu.
I'm not yet his disciple, I can do what I want, I said. then I just waited. And finally I remember Prabhupada was we all went into the Heathrow airport to at 12 o'clock in the night to greet Prabhupada. And I was very umaran. I slept in a bench, you know. One day before that I had shaved up. I had long hair up to here. And it was a big stress for me to shave up.
It
took such a long time, you know. From the shock I slept on the bench.
And
all of a sudden I saw this light coming through the airport. It was a wave of light. And it was not the light from the light bulbs, from the neon. It was a transcendental light. So I couldn't sleep any longer. I went up and I looked from where the light was coming. And already the Matajis were going, "Ah, Prabhupada!" and you know, the devotees started to chant, and it was very intense. So then finally Prabhupada moved from the passport control into our and into the path of our eyes. And I remember I immediately paid my humble obeisances. Dandavad. For the first time when I saw him. Because there was all this light coming from him. And then I remember I felt very ashamed. Oh, I'm such a fallen soul. So arrogant. Please save me from the material ocean of birth and death. And so I remained lying there because I didn't want to look at Prabhupada. I felt so overwhelmed and so shy. This was the first time in my life where I felt shy. And finally, you know, when I thought Prabhupada must have long been gone, I slowly came up. Yes. And the first thing I saw, you know, when you come up from an obeisances, you go like, I saw house shoes. Papuche, yes. And I was thinking, who would go with papuche in an international airport? It must be Prabhupada. Who is totally transcendental. And I went up and then I looked into right into Prabhupada's eyes. He was standing there and he was smiling very broadly at me. So at that moment I felt he is my eternal spiritual master. Because there were hundreds of devotees, why should he stop before you know, someone who had just shaved up the day before? And in a very deep voice Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna. And then he walked on. I went back to my Dandavat. Sometimes we forget, I forget this. But then when you ask such a nice question, Bhakta Bhubanan, I immediately become remembered. I remember this. Also Initiate? I was on Sankirtan actually. Distributing, it was extremely cold. We had the and the people were also cold. And they, you know, they didn't have any mood to take the books. I was very enthusiastic, but I was suffering. And then finally, my temple president came. Do you know what? Prabhupada has written you a letter. What, me? I remembered that I had 3 weeks ago I had written him a letter and said, can you please initiate me? And then I said in the letter, I reported to him, I want to preach for you. And therefore I need initiation. because at this particular moment my preaching is not effective. I remember I was standing sometime, I was preaching on the street, and there were, I was preaching very strongly to the Kamis. You meat eaters, you chicken eaters. you don't even keep any regulative principles. How can you be elevated? And there were sometimes up to 200 people quarreling with me. I was also quarreling with them. It was so heavy that sometimes devotees had to come, you know, and just take me and... I was doing... So you can imagine, the preaching was not very effective. No one was attracted by this. So I wrote, Prabhupada, I need to be initiated because my preaching is so ineffective. So Prabhupada had written back to me. He said, you are a very intelligent body. and he wrote many nice things. I think he was pleased that I wanted to preach. And he said, your name is Sachinandan Das. And so I remember it was on the street where this, where my temple president gave me the letter, and I just went and read it, and I was so happy. Yes, and then we had the fire sacrifice. I must tell you, I was so nervous. I don't remember anything of that fire sacrifice. It was so... I don't know, it was so exciting that I just lost my mind, you know. I can't remember anything. It's a blank black hole in my memory. There must have been a fire sacrifice. Yes, because in the letter it was said, hold a fire sacrifice. But I don't remember anything. Also my Brahmin initiation, I don't remember. I remember my sannyas initiation. It's something, initiation, it's a very exciting thing. So I'm sorry, but Bobanam, I can't remember my initiation. For me, it took place on the street when I got the letter of Prabhupada. On Sankirtan. Okay, so I think we should end here. Thank you all very much for coming, hearing. Today we will have a nice preaching program in Novi Sad. This town is very dangerous to some of us. So we will try to preach to the Novi Sad town, you know, that they should leave our devotees alone. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Isi Gauri Nitai. Jai Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Guru
Isi Vaidya Shri Shachinandan Swami Ki
Jai